Oh, never seen you looking so lovely as you'll look tonight, St. Petersburg. Lady in Red is like the most St. Pete song ever. It's either that or Captain of Her Heart. That's another possible St. Pete song of the city, because it's like, you know, Tampa's forever stuck in like 1987, right? Because it was America's next great city. St. Pete is like its like slacker twin, right? Or actually, I should say St. Pete is like the slightly mentally handicapped but brilliant sort of genius savant old guy who never left the house. That's St. Pete. And that's the site of tonight's Beef O'Brady's Bowl. Joining me to discuss this is Holly, as always. Holly, do you have the Beef O'Brady's menu open?
Oh, such as it is.
Yeah, let's.
Less a menu and more a list. You know, which vein would you like to clog with delicious monounsaturated fats? How would you like to die, sir? Death by quesadilla or death by mini corn dog?
I always opt for fried, but corn dogs do have a certain unpleasant tang after the third, fourth, or 13th one, depending on where you are in the consumption cycle. And really, if you're not eating 13 corn dogs at a sitting, what are you doing listening to this podcast?
They're miniature. That's why they make them miniature, so you can eat more.
So you don't feel as bad. It's like taking 18 small bullets instead of one cannon shell. We're going to play a little game. You're going to go ahead and listen.
Oh, yeah, I've invented a game.
Okay, all right. Please explain the game, and then let's play it.
That will be both more competitive and more fulfilling than tonight's Beef O'Brady's Bowl. Excuse me, that's the Beef O'Brady's Bowl St. Petersburg, as opposed to the Beef O'Brady's Bowl in, you know, Dubai.
Or the Beef O'Brady's Bowl in, you know, Cumming, Georgia, right?
Right, right. Well, okay, that might be real. Okay, so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to read off a menu item that's either going to be a real thing off the Beef O'Brady's Bowl or something I made up. And
okay,
you're gonna tell me whether you think this is a real menu item or whether I'm making this up.
I would like to state I've never eaten at Beef O'Brady's because I'm not going to. I think there's a severe loss of dignity points. Like, I don't think you can roll with. I don't think you can take the 20-sided die of life, roll them, and cope with the loss of dignity that comes with eating at a place called Beef O'Brady's as an adult.
I've never been there either. There was one in Knoxville and it closed, and I was really disappointed to find this out when it closed because Livy, my blog co-pilot, and I had always wanted to just kind of peek inside and hear if they have grown-ass adults who are paid to say, welcome to Beef O'Brady's, but no, I can't walk through the doors of an establishment that has that many apostrophes in a two-word title.
I'd rather eat at Tripe O'Houlihan's.
Okay, so on to the game. All right, I'm going to start you off with an easy one. Corned beef wontons.
I'm going to say you just made that up.
I made that up.
Okay.
Okay. One point.
Sounds good, though.
All right, 1 point. We're going to go to five. Number two, Nachos O'Brady.
I think you made that up.
No, that's a real thing. I'm going to read the description. Never mind. It just sounds like nachos that they slapped an Irish name on it. They didn't put, like, bubble and squeak on top of it or anything.
That's so sloppy. They could do any dish like that, right? Like matzo ball soup O'Brady.
Okay, let's try another one. Signature Irish Limeade.
I'm going to say you made that up.
No, that's also a real thing.
God.
I assume that it's Irish because it's green?
I guess. All right.
All right, hang on. Oh, my God, there's so many. Which one of these am I going to pick?
Well, let's
try... Ooh, here's like a Blarney chicken wings.
I'm going to say that's real.
No, I made that up.
Oh, God.
You're not good at this.
You have me spinning in circles. Okay, the final one so I can salvage something.
All right, the final one. Let's go with an O'Brady's basket. The Smokin' Jack Sliders.
No, that's real. That's on the menu.
That's real. That's real.
That's right. So I was 2 for 5. If this were baseball, I'd be in the Hall of Fame, but that's 2 out of 5. That's not going
to
do.
This just goes to show that I should be writing these menus for a living because it would be a lot more fun than writing about the Beef O'Brady's Bowl.
Well, all right, let's go ahead. This, by the way, is also, if you go to their nutritional information and just want to have some fun on Beef O'Brady's, I took one meal. I decided I wanted a whole rack of ribs. I decided I wanted one serving of queso dip. So not the entire thing, but just a serving, right, that you would eat and share with other people.
Right.
an order of curly fries on the side, and then one slice of their chocolate eruption cake.
That's disgusting.
The chocolate eruption cake, which comes at the long end of a huge meal that you are packing your intestines with. It's just all too appropriate. This, by the way, at Beef O'Brady's came to 4,226 calories.
Is that the 2 full days caloric allotment for a girl?
At least. 257 grams of fat. Hey, you protein up, 121 grams of protein, but 130 grams of just sugars in this. And the total saturated fat, we got 94 grams. But only one gram.
Geez.
But this whole meal contains 1 gram of trans fat, right?
Oh, well, that's the important thing.
That's the important thing, y'all.
Yeah.
So now that we've managed to blow 6 minutes talking about Beef O'Brady's, which I didn't think we could possibly do, we should also talk about the grand traditions of the St. Pete Bowl. Which,
yeah,
mind you.
Do we need to talk about the beach bash? Is it time to talk about the beach bash?
Yeah, let's.
The Beef O' Beach Bash?
The Beef O'. Remember, this used to be the St. Pete Magic Jack Bowl.
Yeah, so now all we've done is graduate from what the hell is Magic Jack to what the hell is Beef O'Brady's?
Right, these are businesses which are really only useful to the people.
It's just the most inscrutable of bowls.
Who end up in Tampa Bay. Because remember, you only end up in Tampa Bay. It's essentially like the Goals or the Redbird Reading Group of life. You really only end up down there if you were born there. And my wife was, and I still feel sorry for her about that. But also if you just fail out of life, right? Like, it's the diversion program for life. This is where you go if you really, like, grown men on bikes, but, and not by choice because they all got DUIs. There's like 4 bridges, and I don't really know how anyone there makes money. I know a lot of people spend time in their swimsuits drinking beer in cans while sitting in the surf off the causeway. That's pretty much all I know about St. Pete. And I lived there. So trust me, this ignorance comes from, you know, the best education living in a place. The player VIP party. Woo! That's at Janus Landing. That's where you used to like go see Ministry back in the day. Was, you know, Janus Landing along with every other goth who wore black clothing in 90-degree weather. Then there's the beach bash. Beach bash!
Beach bash, which was tragically cut short just before the belly flop contest this year, thanks to a fight during a dance contest.
Yeah!
Woo! Wait, I need to find the direct quote from the Southern Miss player who asked not to be identified. Here we go. They started talking trash about us being in Conference USA, that we can't dance. It was stupid. We'll do our talking on the field. So apparently this dance contest will be settled at the 50? At the coin flip? Are they going to go out there and start dougieing? Is dougie a verb?
Yeah, it is a verb now. And in lieu of the overtime, we will now engage in a dance-off. So whoever gets served last will end up winning, losing this game. Let's see. The Bowl Block Party, by the way, the Bowl Block Party takes place at Ferg Sports Bar, which was actually started by a former teacher of my wife from Northeast High School. It's that kind of sports bar. Like, seriously, it's a place where derelicts go to watch baseball games. It's like, this should say everything you need to know about where they're having the block party. It's at the official bar of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And they're still the Devil Rays, and they forever will remain the Devil Rays. Do not email us.
Yeah, that's true. And yeah, I don't even really care. By the way, this is all taking place at the Trop, where, yes, you can still see the baseball field on the diamond. Right, or on the field, right? You can still see the diamond on the field.
Yeah, it's my understanding that you can, yes.
Yeah, and going to this bowl, I will tell you that football in the Trop is a dismal experience. Like every other sporting event there, it's like watching football underneath a big overturned children's pool, right? Like if you just took a kid's pool and you turned it over, it has this sickly green light.
And you left all the hermit crabs in it.
I know, it's so bad. And I'm afraid the overall quality of this game is not going to be much better. Holly, you are charged with Southern Miss.
I really think they might have this one in hand. You might remember, probably the only game, if you're not a Conference USA fan, that you saw was them just getting waxed by South Carolina in the opening week. They lost 41-13. But since then, they've lost 3 games. They've lost 3 shootouts. One was to East Carolina. It was 44-43. One was to UAB. It was 50-49 in overtime. And one was against Tulsa, and it was 56-50. So I don't think, particularly against Louisville, who couldn't even stave off Big East offenses, I don't think scoring's going to be a problem for Southern Miss. It's just, can their defense just hang on by the skin of their teeth and fingernails long enough for them to get by? I think they're going to score a whole bunch of points, and as long as they don't, this sounds like John Madden saying whoever scores more points on the board wins the game, but as long as their tremendous offense can outpace their tremendously shitty defense, I think they'll be all right. I look for them to win this one handily.
You say, all right, because I'm going to Riverside you, motherfucker.
What, because Charlie Strong is coaching Louisville?
Yes!
Let it go!
Yes! No, he's wonderful. Statistically, he does. Yeah, he's not ours. He's not ours. We have a different charismatic.
Even the now.
Insanely masculine defensive coach for our head coach now. Although he does unbutton his shirt, unlike Charlie Strong, who protects the world from his overwhelming masculinity by keeping the top button buttoned. It would be like Raiders of the Lost Ark if he did. They would just be melting faces and people just, you know, dying, rolling on the ground. Don't open your eye! That's just a glimpse of his chest hair. But anyway, points against, you should know. They're 15th in the nation in terms of allowing total points. They did not allow, even in their losses, right? Their problems have come offensively. They only allowed, their max was 35 against Cincinnati. And to me, the real issue here is whether they can get some sort of production out of the quarterback, because Bilal Powell, who is a 1,300-yard rusher on the year, has been superb. They ride him. They will give him as many carries as he can handle, but they really need Adam Frohman to do something through the air for them, because Southern Miss has done very well against the run. They allow just a little over 100 yards a game in terms of rushing, but they cannot defend the pass. So really, this is like a matchup of this is really, I think, going to be a pretty low-scoring game. I don't think this is going to end up being like a, you know, 42-38 game. This, to me, seems like a game that's going to end up somewhere in the 20s, like 24-21.
Not quite that high. I would peg it in the 30s, because, I mean, look at the two best defenses they faced this year, which was South Carolina in their opening week. But once they really got their feet under them, look at the UCF game in mid-November, where they hung 31 points on what has really been an amazing Central Florida defense.
Yeah, and the one thing about this team, about the Louisville team, that does sort of encourage me is that they do have a good running back, so they can hold onto the ball. Two, that they've had this much time to prepare, and three, that they're a defensive team first. And if I have to bet on a team that's going to win in a shootout or a team that's going to try to shut things down, it's always so much easier to obstruct than it is to create, right? And I would lean on that, especially too because of the way that this team sort of finished out, and I think they're working with a little more team cohesion. Is that gibberish?
I don't know. If you want to talk team cohesion, we're missing one very important part of the Southern Miss story, which is that two of those three players who were shot outside the nightclub in November have made the trip with the team and will be on the sideline. And the third one, Martez Smith, was actually rehospitalized last Thursday night. He had to undergo another procedure. He did not make the trip with the team. But a teammate of his will be wearing his jersey on the field tonight. So, I mean, you want to talk team cohesion. They've got kids getting their, you know, their vocal cords shredded with bullets. I mean, Louisville may be coming off a 6-6 season, but, you know, there's some real just emotional heartstring tugging going to be going on over on that Southern Miss sideline.
Oh, and you will hear all about that from the with the dulcet tones of Reese Davis.
Poor Reese Davis.
I know,
he's going to have to sit in the booth and listen to Lou Holtz pronounce Beef O'Brady's.
Yeah, you know why this happened, by the way. You know that the minute this bowl was announced, Mark, that Lou Holtz hopped all over this. He's like, oh, it's St. Pete.
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful. It's a great place for old people.
Like, they got an Applebee's.
Lou Holtz is so thrilled that this is in St. Pete, because St. Pete, Lou Holtz, like that, son. Little bit of shuffleboard, little bit of walking around with black socks on. This is all up-ons for Lou Holtz. Also, by the way, we do get Rob Stone, the madman.
Rob Stone rocking the sidelines.
Exactly, which he'll be asked to eat the spiciest thing in St. Pete. Which is, I believe,
a corned beef wonton.
A corned beef wonton,
which doesn't exist, but it should.